Outside the bait shack in Orleans, you can't miss the rusty metal fish hanging above the door. It's 6 feet long with a wire mesh body that looks like a lobster trap. The eye sockets are empty, but there are sharp teeth in the skull. The guy who made it lives just down the road.
My name's Sid Ahlstrom. I'm a metal sculptor. I live in Orleans. I make sculptures and try to sell them and live my life here on the Cape. So I've been here for a little while. I'm a true wash ashore.
When Sid laughs like that, his wide grin takes over his face and crinkles up around his light blue eyes.
I make figurative metal sculptures, mostly local fauna, tuna fish and whales and fish, blue herons and things like that, whatever people have an interest in.
It's that interest that pays the bills, and Sid honors it with his craftsmanship.
For the most part, I do pride myself on being an old-school, hands-on worker.
Today, Sid's in his studio. He's sanding and shaping a 3-foot tuna fish.
My earliest fish were more abstract. As I've come along, the fish look more like fish. The whales look more like whales.
The demand for realistic work keeps Sid in the role of a traditional figurative artist. But deep down, he hungers to express his greater artistic vision.
Truly, in my heart of hearts, the abstract work is what I think is the most sophisticated work that I do, and it's the most interesting from a truly artistic standpoint.
In a corner of the studio, Sid's other work is buried under scrap metal.
I just screwed to the wall so that I can't get it off. But you see, this is the last and most recent piece of abstract work, you know, that's just sitting here gathering dust at the moment, because I just haven't been able to work on it.
The sculpture looks like an elaborate scaffolding with metal panels.
I just don't have the time and the energy and the money to play with time-consuming fine art. I don't make enough money. I mean, I could sit here and weep about this.
Sid had more time for his abstract art back in college in upstate New York, where he first started welding. Then there were years of hard living in New York and Chicago.
I was done. So I just dumped everything. I put my belongings in a big, huge truck, and I drove here to Cape Cod. You know, by being here off-season and being in the community that I was in, I met what I consider to be the most interesting people, which is the most native people around this Orleans area. Those people were actually very nice to me and remarkably welcoming in a Cape Cod kind of way.
But Sid's abstract work didn't find the same welcome. He quickly discovered that his neighbors wanted sculptures in the shape of things that they recognize, like fish.
You know, we live in a capitalist society. I have to have money. If my art doesn't translate into money, it's literally worthless. What I found was that when I started making sculptures that were recognizable as things, they were very, very popular to a much broader group of people. The abstract work is, strictly speaking, is very comparable to classical music. And the figurative work is more rock and roll. Or pop, but my work, I would say, is more rock and roll. You know, if I'm going to start comparing it that way, it's R&B. It's not pop, baby. I don't make pop. You know, there's no pop happening here.
Sid Ahlstrom has come to terms with what it means to make a living as a metal sculptor on Cape Cod. Even though he's focusing on what will sell, he's doing it with the full range of his artistic skills.
You know, I made a personal concession to reality, but as I've sold more and more work, and now I've found, a fairly comfortable niche selling figurative art that is rewarding in its own way. And to have people, you know, do nothing but actually tell me whenever they bump into me, you know, how much they love whatever it is that they bought from me and stuff, and really be very happy with it is, you know, it's a nice way to make a living.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Will Coley.